Now listen to part of a talk on this topic in a film history class.
George Malias invented several techniques that have now become basics of filmmaking. One of these is the special effect of stop-action photography. Malias discovered stop-action almost by accident. He bought a camera and started filming everything in sight. Crowds, traffic, fire engines, anything that moved. One day, while he was filming a truck moving down the street, his camera jammed. By the time he got the camera working again, there was a hearse where the truck had been before. Later, when he watched the film, what he saw was a truck turning magically into a hearse. So it was by chance, a camera jamming, that he invented stop action. Another technique Malias introduced was animation, which we can see in his most famous film, A Trip to the Moon. In the animated sequence, we see the moon in the distance and a spaceship moving toward it. As the spaceship moves closer, the moon becomes larger and larger until it's giant-sized. The moon gradually takes on the shape of a living, grotesque, smiling face. Suddenly, the spaceship lands in one of the moon's eyes. The animated face frowns and grimaces, and then huge tears flow from the eye. It's really an amazing sequence, especially when you realize it was made over 100 years ago. Malias realized very early on that films were stories told in scenes, and scenes could be staged for the camera with the aid of painted scenery and elaborately designed costumes. One of his most important contributions was to extend the length of films to tell a story. Before this, a film was a single shot, complete in itself, and usually ran for only a minute or less. But Malias put several scenes together into a single story for the first time in 1899, in Cinderella. The various scenes in Cinderella were linked by dissolves, a technique where one scene fades out while the next scene appears behind it and grows clearer as the first one disappears. This technique is also called overlap dissolve, because one scene overlaps another.
Summarize the points made in the talk, explaining how they illustrate points made in the reading.